This is Commander Shepard. You're listening to ThisWeekInGeek.net, and this is my favorite podcast on the Citadel.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to Reviewrama. You might be wondering, where's Blair? Well, she's actually in the other room folding laundry, so that's why she's not here today. But don't worry, next show I will make her watch something, and we will have a full show with me and her. Hopefully for you guys, probably about a week or two, depending, because I have a huge backlog of stuff for us to go through. So without any further ado, we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be looking at a survival radio, because in Ontario, it's basically been tornadoes like every other week. And you should be looking out for yourself. It also acts as a cell phone charger and Bluetooth. It's actually really, really, really cool. We're going to be looking at some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles figures coming just from Playmates. These are actually episode-specific, which are actually really cool, from the episode Mazes and Mutants, I think is the name of the episode. And if you're a D&D fan, you're going to want to check that out. Also, a very brief review of a game which, if you don't own it by now, this is probably a reason to pick up a Nintendo Wii U at this point. We're going to be talking about Mario Kart 8. Also, continuing with Turtles, we're going to be talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the complete visual history, or sorry, the ultimate visual history by Andrew Farrago, and this thing is tremendously cool. So yeah, we're going to be talking about that, and finally, coming just from Shout Factory, we're going to be talking about one of my all-time favorite slasher movies with about the most screwed up ending you could possibly imagine. You don't see it coming in Sleepaway Camp. So, I guess let's do our first big review, and that comes to us from GameAccess.ca, Canada's online video game rental service. We're going to be talking about Mario Kart 8, and if you want to rent this from GameAccess.ca, you can use promo code TWID to get an extra 5 days added to your free trial. You got to admit, that's actually kind of badass. Mario Kart 8, what can I say about this game that already hasn't been said? Buy it. Literally. This is probably about the best the series has been in years. They take, I think there's 30 characters, like all the Koopa Kids, Metal variants. You can play as your Mii. You get all the different types of vehicles, like bikes, ATVs, stuff like that. There's even this thing where you can do like anti-grav thing, where you're like on the walls or on the ceiling of certain specific levels when you're racing. A lot of stuff to unlock in this, and one of the things that I really like about this is the online works amazingly well. I actually played in a tournament for this about a month ago with some other people from Nintendo. I have not had such a smooth online experience outside of Pokemon, and I might say this is actually smoother than Pokemon. It's an amazingly good game. There's a lot of classic tracks there from previous games, some really new ones, some really cool new ones. My favorite track is actually one that takes place in this giant clock tower. I really like, mostly because I kept getting my ass kicked in that one until I came back and proved myself I am superior tech. A lot of really cool new items, like the boomerang. The ultimate bastard one is a thing called the super horn. If you hold this thing right until the very end of a stage, you can wipe out the competition and you can cruise right over the finish line. And it can block the blue shell. Basically amazing. You can play this thing with the regular Wiimote, on the Wii Pad, the Pro Controller is what I tend to use. Tremendously good game. And if you buy this, I think this still goes on for another month or so, you get another game for free. You get like Zelda the Wind Waker, Super Mario Wii U, it's Pikmin 3, and I want to say there's something else, but regardless, buy it. If you don't own a Wii U, this is probably your first must-own title outside of Zombie U when the system launched. Nintendo's finally getting its footing with this console, so without hesitation or without any reservation, Mario Kart 8 is a buy it now or you are stupid. From ThisWeekInGeek.net. Like I said, if you want to check out Canada's online video game rental source, check out GameAccess.ca. Using promo code TWIG to score yourself an extra 5 days added to your free trial. All right. So the next thing that I want to talk about, I'm going to get the two Turtles things out of, not so much out of the way, but I want to kind of group them together. A couple weeks ago, I interviewed author Andrew Farrago, and he is the curator at the Cartoon Art Museum in, I think it's San Diego. And he wrote a book called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Ultimate Visual History. This comes to us from Insight Editions. These guys do a lot of really cool books. Check out their, like, Batman stuff. And what this is, it's literally a complete history of all the stuff that the Turtles have gone through. There's actually removable items inside, kind of like, I think it was their Batman guide. They had some cool stuff. You get a first press release from Mirage Studios, a complete reprint of the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic, the first time I've ever read it was here. You get a poster of the cover of the book, which is pretty awesome. It shows Raph drawn in the typical style, Mikey from the 87 series, Leo from the 2003 series, and Donatello from the most recent Nickelodeon series. And it's got, like, stuff from, like, the, like, fan club in here. It's got just little bits of nuances of history from the Turtles. This thing, it's about, I'm just going to give you a page count here when I get a chance to find it. It is about 189 pages, give or take. I read through this in a night, and it was just so cool finding out about the history of these things. I mean, starting all the way with Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, and then meeting Mark Surge, the guy who helped them get the licensing going. Or is it Mark? It was Mark from I don't know. I forget his name. Sorry, forgive me. But regardless, though, it's neat. And then it talks about them going to Playmates, how they loved the name. They just thought it was really cool. The success they had with the cartoon, some of the later history with the comics, and it went over to Image. And just detailing the relationship that Eastman and Laird have had over the years between the ups and downs and where they currently are. And it's a really good read. In fact, there's a documentary out. It's actually out on Netflix in Canada. It's not out in the US just yet. And the DVD comes out in August. And it's called Turtle Power. And it's a documentary about the Ninja Turtles. I would actually recommend reading this first, because you'll appreciate the documentary that much more. Because you'll be able to say, oh yeah, they left that out. Or like, oh yeah, that's what they're talking about there. It actually gives you a really cool, in-depth insight into it. And if you're a Turtles fan, this is pretty much a must buy. I mean, right now on Reddit, there's actually a Turtles gift exchange, and I'm seeing this book being given a lot. You cannot go wrong with this. The book normally retails for about $50, but if you go over to Amazon right now, you can pick it up for as low as $29.97, or you can pick it up for, seems to be about the common price, for $33.65. So worth it. The poster's really cool. And if you're going to San Diego Comic-Con this week, I think the author, Andrew Farrago, is going to be doing some kind of a book plate there too. So hit him up on Twitter and ask him about the book plate, which I think might even be signed by Eastman and Laird. So ridiculously, check this out. So worth it. Cannot recommend it enough. Keeping on with our Heroes and a Half show, these come to us from Playmates. These are the figures based upon the 2012 Nickelodeon series. This is from a recent episode from this year, and the episode is called Mazes and Mutants. You might be saying, well, what the hell is that? Well, the Turtles play Dungeons and Dragons, more or less, and they take it a step further and they LARP. For those of you that aren't familiar with LARP, it is live-action role-playing. And it's not just goth kids running around pretending they're vampires or people running around yelling lightning bolt. I highly suggest you go on YouTube and type in D&D lightning bolt. Hilarity will ensue. So what these are, this is a episode-specific set of the four turtles, although you can buy them individually, not as a set, dressed as their characters from the show. You've got Leo the Knight, Donnie the Wizard, Raph the Barbarian, and Mikey the Elf. The detail on these things is actually tremendously cool. I like how they have all their accessories from the episode. Leo's got this Galactus-looking helmet on. He's got the trash can shield. His sword is not his typical katana, because it's got a different handle on it. Donnie has this amazingly detailed cape, which has, like, spell pouches on it. It's got stars all over it. He's got a wizard hat and a beard, which you can put over his head, and it clips into place. He's got his bow staff with this, "You shall not pass," type of kind of Gandalf vibe going on here. Raphael definitely channels the D&D 2nd edition barbarian. He's got this giant battle axe with him. He's got really nice looking accents of this, like, fake fur that's, like, molded. It looks really nice. It feels really cool. It's not actually fake fur, but it's molded plastic like that. All the points of articulation you've come to expect from the turtles. He's got this Viking badass helmet with horns in it, so very Skyrim-ish as well. And then Mikey the Elf comes with a bow. He's got a quiver of arrows on his back. He has this hat you can put on, which has these little elf ears channeling his inner rogue or archer sort of thing there. And I am normally not a fan of the gimmicky turtles, but with the Nicktoon line, I really liked the ninja stealth tech figures. I just thought they were really nice looking molds and sculpts. With these ones, this is awesome. Like, I really want to put these guys on my, like, role-playing shelf so they can guard my tomes of RPG goodness that I dole out on a week-to-week basis with thesewarriorsareterrible.com. And they're great figures. Like, seriously. I think my favorite is probably Donnie. I think he displays the nicest because he just has that flowing cape. However, it is a solid piece of plastic. I was expecting this rubber material, but it's not. It's actually solid. So that does kind of limit his posability a little bit. But his hat and his beard looks really cool. In fact, you know what? They all look great. There's not a flaw in these figures, really. Like I said, great points of articulation, appropriate weapons, very accurate to the episode. Although, Leo's shoulder pads are a different color than from the episode to here. So that's something to be of note, but still, fantastic figures. If you can find the Turtles LARP figures, and if you're a D&D nerd, dude, just pick them up. They are ridiculously awesome. These things are like $8-$9 a piece. You really can't go wrong. Clipping right along here, I love Shout Factory, and we're going to be talking about the Sleepaway Camp DVD Blu-ray combo, the collector's edition, and Shout Factory has this thing called Scream Factory now, where they go back and they remaster old horror movies. They did a fantastic job with the John Carpenter stuff last year, which I think me and Dave talked about, and this year is certainly no different. Sleepaway Camp, for those of you that don't know, it's a slasher movie that came out in the early 80s, and of course everyone was set at camp, except these ones were actually played by kids. They didn't get people that were 24 to play 16-year-olds. They actually got 14-year-olds to play 14-year-olds. And it follows these two kids, Ricky and Angela, at Camp Arawak, and well, shit goes down is literally the best way I can describe it, and it is an ending you do not see coming. It's like, oh my god. They actually even referenced it on Robot Chicken. Which is, if you know what this is, what we're talking about, you're awesome. It's just, it's really, really, really cool. Now, the reason to pick this up, Sleepaway Camp has never looked this good. I mean, there have been previous releases, I think, by Anchor Bay. And they looked okay, but the colors looked a little washed out here. They've got a new scan of the original camera negative. The colors really pop. It looks like this thing was shot yesterday. There's new commentaries on it with Felissa Rose. She plays Angela and Jonathan Tiersten. There's also the original commentaries that have appeared on previous editions. There's actually a 45-minute documentary as well, which is, it's kind of cool just hearing all these people talk about their memories, how they went to the Sleepaway Camp convention, how they've met the guy who runs sleepawaycampmovies.com, I think it is. His name is Jeff Hayes. There's even one thing. They actually get one of the actresses from the original movie, the actress that played Judy. There's a short shot by the guy who webmasters the Sleepaway Camp website, and it's really cheesy, but actually kind of awesome in a weird early 2000s kind of way. which it seems like everybody who's got a video camera wants to be a filmmaker now. And it's entertaining, for sure. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm really happy to see Shout Factory, Scream Factory take the time to go back and revisit some of these old movies and really give them the care that they truly deserve. And Sleepaway Camp, I really hope they do the rest of the series when it changes up from Phyllis Rose to Pamela Springsteen, and the movies get a little bit more in line with Friday the 13th with a sense of humor. In fact, one of the movies has a pair of girls being killed in an outhouse, one with by snorting dish detergent or something. And it's funny. They're funny weird, and I thoroughly enjoy them. So if you have a chance to check out the Sleepaway Camp movies this summer, recommend it. But if you're going to add one to your collection, get the first, because it's the best. That Sleepaway Camp on Blu-ray DVD combo pack, coming just from Scream Factory and Shout Factory. Finally, as I was mentioning off the top of the show, weather has been kind of a big deal this particular summer, for whatever reason, here in southern Ontario, and in places in the American Midwest as well. I mean, we had that terrible disaster where that tornado basically wiped the town off the map, killed a number of people, and that means emergency preparation is one of those things that literally needs to be taken seriously. And you might be wondering, well, why the hell are we talking about that on This Week in Geek? Well, I live in Tornado Alley in southern Ontario. We've had a couple of scares here, and I got offered this survival radio, and this comes to us from Champ. This is emergency prep gear. This is the Survival Skybox. This is a multifunction emergency radio. It's actually the North Atlantic, I'm trying to remember. It's NOAA approved weather radio. It's recommended by Weatherbug. And the reason why I like this thing, it's got 12 functions in one. You can charge your phones with it. That's iPod or iPhone, Android, or any other USB device. And it'll charge it over like an hour and a half. You have a flashlight, which will last you something like 12 hours. An emergency lamp, which is basically like this flashing orange beacon. That'll last up to 30 hours. You can Bluetooth stream music to this thing, and that'll give you playback for 7 hours. AM, FM radio, and you can actually tuck the antenna inside so it's not always kind of sticking out. The carry handle, you know, goes without saying. You can also charge this thing via DC outlet. You could probably even charge this thing via USB if you hooked it up to your computer as well. I haven't tried that, but you probably could. And the thing that I really like about this, it's hand cranked. You can charge this thing, I don't know, if you sat there and charged it for about 15, 20 minutes pretty steady, you could probably get a full battery out of this thing. And it's useful. Another thing to like it, in addition to having the AM FM radio, it actually monitors the emergency bands for weather. Now, this is an American radio, but there is a Canadian, the Canadian frequencies do work. And I'm actually going to post those in the episode description so you can see what I'm talking about. Just so you want to check your specific area. For example, my frequency on the weather band is 162.450, and that connects me to Mount Forest, which is a place probably about 45 minutes away from me, but fairly close, all things considered. Now, mine came set. You can also set the radio and the clock. There's an alarm clock as well. And it's just one of those things. When weather's coming, it would really help to have a cell phone, and having this is definitely useful. In fact, if you're going to keep this thing in your house, I would recommend actually having your a spare Android charger, like a micro USB or a larger USB cable, or an iPhone compatible charger kept with this thing. I'm actually going to be picking those up probably in the next day or so, but highly recommend this thing. It's probably going to save my life, considering how bad things have gotten around here weather-wise in the last few months, and considering the ice storm we had this winter, it would be nice. Now, the only thing I can knock this for, and I don't think it's the weather radio's fault so much, is the basement in which I have my apartment doesn't allow for a lot of signal pickup. So, but if you take this thing into a window, it'll pick up. Obviously, outside under a clear sky, you get some pretty good things. You get a pretty good range on the AM band and pretty good range on the FM. as well. So the Survival Skybox from Champ, I recommend it. Like I said, this thing might save your life and your family's life. I highly recommend having this in your home, in your bug out bag, or in your emergency kit in any sort of capacity. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for me here on this edition of Reviewarama. Please come and check me out this Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Hamilton, Ontario for Con Bravo. I will be there with Louis Linkara, Lovog. We'll be talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. On Saturday at 1 p.m., I will be doing a Q&A with These Warriors Are Terrible, talking about RPGs and all sorts of other cool stuff. And then my last panel will be with Scotty Doo. We're going to be talking about the Golden Age of Geek. And what that is, you know what? It's never been a better time to be a geek and a nerd, and it's never been more accessible to get the cool stuff that I grew up with that you want to check out. So anyway, guys, be sure to be looking out for that on the weekend. There will be more shows coming out next week with the prototype with special guests. Let's just say they got caught slipping. And game and another special guest, which I can't tell you about because I don't think the public at large knows it yet. But trust me, he's awesome. You will know him from YouTube. So until next time, guys, I've been Mike of the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again this weekend at Con Bravo.